Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm at the Liberty dealership here on Aurora Road in Solon. My partner, Nathan Zagura, is back at our studios in Berea. And the two of us doing this show that we call Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford. This is the first of five remotes that I'll be doing at the Liberty dealerships here in Northeast Ohio. So proud to be partners with this dealership, with Liberty Ford. They've been with us from day one of the show. Greg Bumbu, who heads things up here and, of course, is one of the top dogs of Liberty, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, by the way, to talk a little bit about the partnership, the relationship that we've had with Liberty and how great that has been through the years. Right now, though, we want to take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com sitting down with wide receiver Devon Best. Jameer, take it away.
Well, Vic, we're here at Falls Lenox Primary School where, Devon, you're joined by your teammates for a Play 60 Super School visit. Just talk about the Play 60 moment and how much fun you guys having out here today.
It was an unbelievable experience, you know, just to see the kids light up when we got in, man. We understand that they see us every day, you know, on TV, scoring touchdowns and doing things in the community. So for us to come out and be able to talk to them, teach them the importance of playing for 60 minutes a day, eating right, and being fit, you know, is really beneficial. So it's a two-way street. They motivate us, we motivate them.
How cool is it, you know, as a kid growing up, would you wish you would have had a gym class like you guys are having today?
Absolutely. Especially, you know, some of my favorite players to come in and be able to assist me and lead me in the exercises, you know. I think it would have been real, real beneficial, you know, just for my upbringing and motivating me. So any impact we can make on these kids, man, that's what it's about.
Well, Devon, moving forward, you guys have a big game coming up this weekend against the New England Patriots. Just talk about the energy and the mood in and around the locker room after coming off last week's disappointing loss.
You know, we got to keep swinging, you know, no matter what the circumstances is. You know, we got to stay together. We got to keep swinging. And, you know, ultimately, it just shows it's going to show the character of the guys in the locker room. And I think we have a bunch of strong, resilient guys. We have a bunch of strong, resilient coaches, you know, and we just got to keep stay together.
As we're here today at the event, I noticed on my Twitter feed that the Browns just signed Caleb Henney. Talk about the new quarterback coming in, and what have you seen from him on film?
I hadn't really known much about him. I watched him in Chicago. He played a little bit, but if when he gets here, we're going to need him. You know, he's a part of the team, and you know, we have to approach the situation as if we do any week. You know, be ready when opportunities come. So,
and as being one of the primary receivers with him, what are some of the things that you're focusing on to get timing and rhythm with him throughout the week of practice?
Absolutely, that's it. Just trying to get that timing, that rhythm, that chemistry down during the week. That way, on Sunday, it just becomes second nature.
Well, Devon, good luck to you this week. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much. And Devon Best, thank you very much. And Nathan, I loved the answer he gave to the question of Caleb Henney being signed, that, you know, he's there, he's their guy, and they've got to respond to him. I mean, you just can't – and we all – you heard Hanford Dixon say it too. Sure, we all hope for the best and hope that maybe Brandon Whedon or Jason Campbell can come back from that – concussion protocol in time to play, but let's be realistic about it. And it sounds like he was being realistic about it, Devon Best, and saying, okay, that's our guy, we've got to embrace him.
Yeah, and that's what they got to do, and they got to try to figure out on a very short turnaround, a very short time frame, the way to get on the same page and have that unspoken communication and sense of timing that is critical to having success in the passing game here in the NFL. And it's kind of an interesting matchup in the sense that you can run the football on this New England Patriots team. Throwing the football is a little bit more of a daunting task, unless, of course, you're a guy like Peyton Manning. But this is a team and a defense right now. We saw Ben Tate last week, in fact, run for over 100 yards with three touchdowns against them. The week before that, it was the Kansas City Chiefs running all over them. So this is a defense that has struggled against the run. The Denver Broncos, I'm sorry, Knowshon Moreno ran for the 200 yards. It's a defense that's really struggled against the run. Unfortunately for the Browns, that hasn't been our strong suit, notorious, that we're going to sit there around and hand the ball off, you know, 30 times a game to somebody. And you're looking at a Patriots defense that against the pass has been tough. Aqib Talib is playing very, very well. The last 2-3 weeks, they've given up 209 yards passing, 150 and 272, two touchdowns, two interceptions during that span. It's going to be an interesting one, and Bess is right, though. They got to get on the same page. They got to find a way to make it work. The good news is this isn't the first time all year they've had to have a new quarterback under center on somewhat short notice. It's happened. Now this will be the fourth different starting quarterback. No quarterback has even started and played four full games in a row for this team at any point this season. So at least they're used to this type of a fire drill, I guess, if we're looking for a positive.
You're right. No, you're right. I actually think that matters. I mean, I think there comes a point where, all right, the rest of us can either cry or laugh at how crazy this has been. But if you're part of it, you got to play on the team. You could do, I guess, your share of crying and laughing too. We certainly have seen the tears. We saw those from Joe Haden. But I think from the standpoint of what players have to do, the fact that there's been so much disruption that each practice week – for most of the season has brought something different, dramatically different. I mean, new quarterback is dramatic difference. He's the guy who sets the tempo, the pacing of the offense. The whole thing just is in his hand in terms of determining how the rest of the offense functions. And this doesn't just apply to wide receivers. It's the offensive line. It's the running backs. It's everyone trying to develop a sense of timing with someone they don't know, but they've been through this multiple times this year.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that I guess you can take some kind of comfort in is that, like I said, they're used to this fire drill. They're used to trying to turn it around and get acclimated to a new person. The question I have, and my wonder, or not concern, but wonder about Caleb Haney, is that he's not played in this offense. You know, in Chicago, while he was there, they weren't necessarily running an offense that is similar in any way, shape, or form to what Norv Turner does here. So I just wonder how quickly he'll be able to get acclimated to be out there and be at least, you know, competent against a Bill Belichick defense that has Chandler Jones, who's got over 10 sacks, that can get to the quarterback.
Right.
It's got a great corner in Aqib Talib. They're a smart football team. They will always be one of the better scheming teams in the NFL. This is a big, big challenge and a pretty difficult situation for any quarterback to play in against a team that's picked it up on offense like the Patriots have of late. It's going to be a very interesting one. But one good news, again, the Browns have done it. And last week, Case Keenum played very well and led his offense to over 30 points in that game. Now, a lot of that was on the back of Ben Tate, who had the three touchdowns, as I said. But still, they had success against that defense. So hopefully that will be the case for the Browns.
That defense is vulnerable. I don't know if it's vulnerable
enough. It's hot cold. It's very hot cold.
It's hot cold. I don't know if it's hot cold enough or vulnerable enough to succumb to whatever the Browns might offer. I say that somewhat sarcastically, but let's see where we go from here. All right, I know where I'm going, which is nowhere. I'm here in Solon at the Liberty Ford dealership. I'm going to be here till 3:00, so come on out and see us. Hanford Dixon is here. He isn't leaving either. Come on out and see us. Autograph pictures, pose for pictures, whatever you want to do, he's here. Talk some football with us. That's what we're here for. And if you're just enjoying the show and listen to it, please just do that as well. We want to hear from you, though. We want those barks from the pound. We want those barks. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily or at my Twitter address at VICCARUCCI or at NATHANZEGURA. Appreciate your hanging out with us. It's Vic Carucci. It's Nathan Zagura. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, and it's driven by Liberty Ford. If you want to call me, call me, call me.